This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white, the bright, blessed day.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. The sun's out. Well, it's light out. I wouldn't say it's fully sunny just yet, but it is clear out there. It's going to be a nice day to see the sun, right? We haven't seen the sun, I would say, for a full day, and I don't even know how long. At one point, there was 2 weeks of no sun. It makes you just start thinking about, like, well, what are we going to do here? Is spring going to hit? Can we do anything to make us happy when it comes to our plants? Like, what's going on? That's what we're looking at before the sun comes out here. So the sun should be out for a few days. It's kind of nice to be able to see the sun again. So I'm excited. I know a lot of you are just like, ah, yeah, this feels good. Might just want to go outside and get some of that vitamin C yourself and enjoy it while you can. Now, as I said, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of time to answer any of your gardening questions today. I said earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, and thank you already to Larry, who sent me a question for the 18th show, so I appreciate that. But on the 18th of February, I will not be here. I have a pre-planned vacation that I've been planning with the family for about a year now, maybe 10 months, but still, it's been a while. All of this was pre-planned before I was out on leave for 5 weeks, so I do apologize for it being so close, but this will be a real vacation. So I'm going to do a taped broadcast for the 18th show. I'm actually going to do it tomorrow night around 7 p.m. Eastern. And so we have about 36 hours before I do that. And so if you have some questions that you want to hear, send them to me. Email them to me at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And if they're in before the show starts, I'll be able to throw them on to the show and answer them. I've got a couple questions already, so this is perfect. You know, you don't have to call and be on the radio and hear your voice. I mean, I get it. I'm not a fan of listening to my voice on the radio either. But if you have those questions, this is a perfect time to do it. And then listen on the February 18th show to hear those answers. Obviously, I'll try to fill in the blanks and keep the show interesting. You know, this time of year, there's not a lot going on in the garden. We're on that in-between, like I said. You know, you're even determining when we're going to start seeds. And in a lot of places, not even yet. So it's like, what can we do in the garden? What are you really thinking about? You know, you look outside. Currently, there's still some snow on the ground. There's not much you can do in the lawn. There's not much you can do in the garden. There's some things you could do with some of your trees and shrubs. But it's kind of like, meh, do I really want to yet? We've had some cold, we've had a lot of rain, a lot of, you know, not a lot of snow, comparatively. I think the last year we really had a good amount of snow was maybe 2015. We haven't had a real snowy winter in a long time, and I might be wrong. There might have been a year in between it, but the one that I remember is 2015. 2015, you know, I was living in Lowell, Massachusetts, and I remember at the end of the, well, close to the end of the winter season, they were putting, you know, measurements of how much snow was up there, and Lowell had more snow than Alaska did in the same time period. I remember Lowell having 110 inches of snow. I haven't seen it like that since. I mean, we're talking 9 years at this point. Maybe we've had a little bit of snow here and there, but it has never been, it hasn't been that bad. And that all came after January, if you remember correctly. So there's still that opportunity. Do I want 110 inches? No, I'm not saying that by no means. But it helped distinguish the seasons, and it helped our plants. It helped our gardens. It helped everything kind of just stay the way it kind of should be. Now, the other thing, you know, we just can't predict is how the next seasons are going to be. So those are things that we need to plan for accordingly. Because these past two seasons for the spring and summers have been polar opposites, at least where I live. I know certain areas are still in droughts or haven't had as much rain. But for where I am, 2 years ago, we had like the 100-year drought where I've never seen it so dry for so long. And then this year, this past year, there was so much rain, it rained almost every weekend during the summer. So what's going to happen this year? Is it an in-between? Maybe. Let's hope we get some weekends to enjoy. But we need to plan either way. You know, I was talking in one of the last segments about my concerns on our trees out there based on the amount of rain that we had. I've had, let's say, at least five trees in my backyard fall, and when you look at them, just the inside is rotted. Right? It's just not good. Again, my backyard is not a forest, but there is a, I don't want to call it a paper road, but it's an easement, right? Where there's a gas line that goes through it, so nothing can be developed there. But it's a lot of trees. And maybe that has something to do with it. But in those other areas where we have a natural, I wouldn't call it a pond, but all the water from the neighborhood kind of drains into that area. And so nobody can go behind me, but that whole area in the past 2 months, at least 5 or 6 trees have fallen. So I'm concerned for this upcoming year. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's just the neglect for the number of years, and our plants just are kind of like, all right, I give up. But I want you to keep that in mind, and I want you to be looking at your trees. When I was in college, one of the professors said, you know, in the horticultural profession and the major that I was in with urban forestry, when we walk down a street, we're not looking down or ahead of us. We're looking up at the trees. So that's what we do. Now, I want you to look up at the trees when you're walking in your yard. And keep in mind what could happen. And just take a look and say, something could happen here. Just keep it in mind, because it could just fall one day, the trees. And that's what's been happening in my backyard. There's probably something deeper to it, but we'll figure it out. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill's in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm looking, I call it a hedge. But I'm looking for a windbreak that wouldn't grow much more than 10 feet tall.
Okay. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'd like to have it green, you know, during the cold months.
Okay. So, and this is a full sun, I would assume, or?
Pretty much, yes. Yes.
Pretty much? Okay. Yep. Now, there's a, you know, we could go a couple ways on this. You know, some of the, you know, and you're right to say hedge, because that's really what it is. There's a couple ways we could go on it. You could get some of the, you know, some arborvitaes that would stay a little bit smaller and that you could kind of prune them, and it would take some time to get there.
Okay.
You could look at even putting something like a U, right? The yew is a plant that in Europe is used as a tree. Here in the U.S., we use it as really some short hedges. But they have upright yews. They have spreading yews. The upright yew would probably be the one you would be looking for. I'm not saying that's the greatest one to do, but that's an option. There's also upright junipers. So upright junipers are a great one because they can come in different styles and colors. It's not just green.
Okay.
There's some blues, there's some light green, some dark green, some light blue, dark blue. There's even some that would come in like a yellowy color to it. So those are some options that you could use. The upright juniper, some of them are only going to get 8-10 feet tall. Some are going to get bigger than that by any means. So, you know, you want to take a look at the variety, the different varieties, right? Like a Blue Point juniper which has some green in the center, blue on the outside. That one is going to get more like a, I believe it's like a 8 to 10, right? That's a good size. Then there's the Wichita Blue that maybe stays a little bit smaller than that.
Okay.
You look, those are the real blue ones. Then there's the Moon Glow Juniper, which I've seen get 10 to 12 feet.
Okay.
So there's a number of different upright junipers that aren't your typical hedge that you would drive by and see a row of arborvitaes or a row of yews or, privet hedge. This isn't your typical. The one thing about it is they're not, you need to put these a little bit closer together, the junipers, because they're meant for their upright characteristics where they stay a little bit tighter. One that might be good would be like a Mount Batten juniper. That's going to get a little bit bigger, but it kind of gets sporadic growth. It gets a little bit wider than, those blue varieties that I was just discussing.
Which one was that now?
So this is a Mount Batten juniper.
Mount?
Batten.
Batten? Okay.
Yep. So the Mount Batten juniper kind of has a little bit more width to it, and it's not meant to stay in like a upright form or round form. And when I say upright, it is upright, but I mean like just shooting straight up. It's got some branching that kind of goes out a little bit.
Gotcha.
It gets it a little bit thicker. Whereas if you look at like the Wichita Blue or the Spartan or the Skyrocket junipers, they are meant to go like straight up and only get about 3 feet wide, whereas the Mount Batten will get a little bit wider than that. I would call it almost probably 5 feet wide, comparatively. Again, these are alternatives to the other hedges that you kind of see everywhere else. You could even use like hollies. Some upright hollies, if you don't prune them and you don't really do much to them, can get some height. They're not going to get that 10-foot height, but they could get 6 to 8 eventually. Now, if you have some follow-up questions, because I kind of just talked right through this segment, you can hang tight for me. Everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Update. This Sunday, there are brand new developments in the Middle East. U.S. forces have hit more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. Now, this comes a day after the U.S. strikes at least 85 targets in Syria and Iraq, where Iran-backed proxy groups have been operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region, all this in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed 3 U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. The bodies of the 3, 2 women and 1 man, brought back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. Turning now to the race for president in 2024, President Biden winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl. No reason has been given. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bill in regards to looking for, like, a hedge. It gets about 10 feet tall to help cut back down some of the wind. It wanted to be evergreen. Now, we had talked about some juniper. What else were you... Yeah, so... I did have one follow-up question, and I was thinking about this because you're in Minnesota. What do you know what zone you're in for planting?
I think it's zone 2.
Zone 2. Okay. So some of the plants that I was talking about might not survive there. I was thinking about it during the break, and I was like, ooh, you might actually be pretty cold there.
Yeah.
which, yeah. But there's some spruces out there. That got about 15 feet tall, 3 foot wide. That might do well there. It's just a fastigiata, which means that it's basically an upright columnar form for full sun, but does stay evergreen. You need to plant a few more of them together because they only get about 3 feet wide. You could also... I believe there's like a red pine, but that gets real big.
Well, that's one problem I ran into. I put in a windbreak, and it grew so tall, it grew into a power line, so I had to take about two rows out, and I want to put something back there about 10 feet, you know, get about 10-foot height, and then the other pine trees to take care of the other height. But and then there's other places I just want a 10-foot hedge just for looks. So.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I can understand what you're looking for. You know, it might be, there's not as many, but, you know, one thing you could look at is maybe look at the hemlock varieties, right? I know they get big, they do get big, but they're going to take some time, and you could actually prune some of those back. If you A-frame them, you could keep them a smaller size and get them a bit wider, and it's going to take... You start them a little smaller, they're going to get real big. If you start them real small, it's going to take a while for them to get real big.
Right.
right? So that might be an option where you, you know, can prune it that way. Again, you know, there are some yews, like I was discussing, because yews, again, if you go to Europe, they are used as trees there. So a yew in a lot of yards, you know, at least in New England here, they're used as hedges, but small hedges, kind of like, you know, 4 feet tall. Some of them you can get up height. So that's an option. Take a look at some of the junipers. There are some junipers there that you could use. There, you know, some of the arborvitaes would have no problem growing in your area. Maybe even a Techne arborvitae. So Techne is T-E-C-H-N-Y. That's going to get width to it and not get as tall. And that might be a good one in that area because it will take all different types of soil conditions as well. And there's not a ton of maintenance.
Right.
Okay. So that's another option. It's got the look of an arborvitae, but it's a little bit different than your generic arborvitae. It's not really generic, but I think the regular type arborvitaes. So that might be a good one to be thinking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty.
So you've been having a lot of snow out there.
We haven't had a lot. Had a lot this year. The past we have. It's you know, past couple of weeks we've had some, but we're seeing the sun for the first time in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, where I'm living at now, I'm kind of in the northern part, but we're bare of snow. We don't have any snow.
Really?
Which is really unusual. We've been very mild. Actually, broke a lot of records as far as daily highs. So. It's totally opposite of last year. Last year we had close to 10 feet of snow, the whole year.
So, wow. Yeah.
Different year.
It is. It's. We've been having that same thing go on here where, you know, not this past season, but the season before, going into 23, there was no snow at all. And then it rained all spring and summer. Whereas the year before, we were in drought conditions. So it's all over the place. And it just kind of goes to show that Mother Nature has a mind of her own.
That's correct. And it's always changing.
Always.
Yep.
Always changing.
Well, I appreciate all the information.
No problem, Bill. You as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have an amaryllis, and it didn't bloom this year. It had a lot of leaves, and I've got two babies coming out of each side. I was wondering, when could I get those babies off, and will it hurt the main bulb?
Okay. So you can separate them, right? It's very common when an amaryllis has kind of gone to, I wouldn't say till it's, you know, to the end of its production, but it's getting there, right?
Yeah.
So what I would do is that root ball, you actually want to help make it less stressful. You can actually soak that, like, they call it a root ball, but, it, you know, the bulb itself. Uh-huh. Soak it in water. I wouldn't say leave it in there for days. I'd say maybe a couple hours. But what it does is it helps the bulb absorb water, and it helps the transplant shock and makes it a little less stressful. And then from there, you actually can see, like, you can see the difference that it might be starting to push some roots out of that other bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with a sharp knife, or sometimes it's even just you can remove it by hand, is just divide it. And just go as close to, get as much as you can into one bulb versus the other. It's definitely easy to separate, easier to separate maybe when there's leaves on it. Does it still have the leaves on it? So you could actually almost kind of pull off that bulb and then replant it. That's, you know, it's not that hard. It feels harder than it is.
Yeah. Because
you feel like you're going to rip into it. The one thing to do, one of the other reasons why you kind of soak it in water, is some of that soil will move out of the way, and then you could really see the separation of the bulbs, where the bulb is separated from the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the root system a little more, so you know where one bulb ends and the other one starts. But you can do that right now if you wanted to.
Oh. Honestly, now you're saying that the main bulb, you think that's too far gone?
Oh, no, I don't think it's too far gone. What I think is it's been there, you know, it's a couple years maybe old, and it's stressed.
Oh.
And so what it's trying to do is make sure that it can continue on.
Okay.
A lot of plants do that where they know that they're in a stressful situation, but they want to continue on, so they either produce seed pods or they produce bulbs or they produce, you know, like a... Think of a maple tree. Certain years, maple trees have more seeds than others. And it's usually in a stressful year. So they drop all over the place, and then you got those little maple saplings everywhere. That it's the same thing. It's just kind of saying, all right, something's going on. I need to produce something. I need to do something. What can I do here? And it goes to bulb. It goes to seed. It's also a natural process for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you might end up doing it every few years.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So,
but now, I take that bulb out, you know, the main bulb, mm-hmm. should I put it in fresh ground, right, soil?
Yeah.
Would I have to feed it anything right then, or just...
No, I mean, if anything, you could use, like, some fertilizer just to give it back some, to pull back some of the nutrients from the soil.
Okay.
But that's not even a fertilizer, right? That's just going to help it with the transplant shock.
Right.
But I think you're going to be okay. It's the long term, you're going to need to separate it. Because if you don't, you're not going to get much from it. The other thing, too, that I just want you to keep in mind is that first year of splitting, those smaller bulbs might not necessarily get flowers for you.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. Next year, you could be seeing leaves again, and you're saying, oh, I'm a failure here at this. But because of the fact that it has the leaves, it's a success.
Okay. And I got one more question.
Sure.
I tried to grow lithiensis.
Okay.
And I had no success. I think I tried it last year, but I didn't have no success at it. And when I went out to get some from the growers, they didn't have any more. So I'm ordering some seeds, and I want to know how do I get, you know, the flowers.
Okay, so you're the lisianthus, right? I want to make sure. Okay. So lisianthus. So what happened this last season for you when you planted it?
I don't know. It seemed like they didn't materialize.
So nothing grew at all? No leaves, no nothing?
No. It was a little round pellet, and I put them in the soil like it said in water, but I don't know. Nothing materialized. So I'm just wondering if I did something wrong or...
Well, what's interesting is a lot of places, you know, lisianthus is done by, like, you start by a plant. Sometimes it's start by a cutting. So that could be, you know, you can grow the seeds. I'm not saying you can't by any means here. But it's, you know, it takes some time to do it. It is something that... you're going to plant, if you plant indoors, you're going to do it closer to the frost date. You're going to do it later in the season, and it's a full sun requirement. It's something that you want to have a more organic soil than just like a soilless mix when you start it. So I'm not saying plant it in 100% compost, but more compost the better in it. So it's not your typical seed starting soil that you want to use, right?
Yeah.
So that could be part of it. So that's a start. Well, let's do this. I got to hit a break here, and there's a little bit more to it. It's not just a simple like, hey, just put it in compost and you're going to be 100% right. You know, that's, we're not going to do that. So hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll go into this a little bit more.
Okay.
Phone number 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mary in regards to Lysianthus seed and how can you be a little bit more successful. Now, with the Lysianthus, one of the things about it is a very slow grower. And so, you know, that's part of the reason why you're so... why it's not always successful, because it just feels like it's just not working. The earlier I had said, you know, use a very compost type soil. So I was thinking too far ahead. So when you start it, you want to use the seed starting soil, but when you move it outside or you put it into a bigger container, you want to use more of a compost to it. So I apologize for that. That was, I was thinking ahead on that.
Okay.
So with the Lysianthus seed, it can take 2 to 3 weeks for it to germinate. And it could take some time. It's looking for the temperatures to be in the 70 to 75 range. It doesn't want to go higher than that. So a seed mat for underneath on the soil is a definite on this. It is also one. Now, I don't know how, I've read this a number of times, and I did a little research in the break, but one of the things was saying you want to keep the soil moist, but not wet. Which is just so funny to read, because we want to water it, but we don't want it to be too wet. But it doesn't, it likes to be wet, but it doesn't like wet feet as well. So you got to find that happy medium in between. But it can take 21 days sometimes for it to really even germinate. And depending upon the size, it can take a longer period of time for it to show any blooms. There are multiple, they kind of put them in groups of development. And it's different types of heat and different types of light. I mean, I wouldn't say it's extreme, but they would say that some will take more light than others or more heat. So take a look at that as well. But now the general gist of growing this, a lot of times what they look for you to do when you're growing in like a grow tray, water the soil before you do any planting.
Right. Moisten it.
Moisten it.
Huh?
But then the Lysianthus seeds, they're super tiny, and I'm sure you already know that.
Yep. And they don't give you none either.
No, not at all. So one of the things during the break I was reading is somebody actually will take a wooden toothpick and wet the end of a toothpick, and then stick it to the seed, and it actually, so it's easier to put into the plant. But here's the thing. The seed, the coating on the outside starts to dissolve immediately, and that's a good thing. That means it's getting ready to develop.
Okay, yeah.
So you actually place the seed on top of the soil for the time being. And it needs a little bit of that light to help germinate. But what I want you to do, instead of covering it with soil, look to cover it with vermiculite.
Oh, vermiculite, yeah.
Like a dusting of vermiculite. Just over the top. What it'll do is it'll start to absorb some of the excess moisture and then let it go as it needs to be. To be, let go into the soil. This way, it's going to keep the seed where it needs to be. And then you actually do like a light watering. You could almost mist it with like a mister. Or I've seen there's like water bottles that are like a pump sprayer.
Yeah.
That you could put over the top just to mist it and just get it set in that area. But you are going to need a heat mat. And you're going to need grow lights. You want it to be about 72 degrees in that soil.
Okay.
That's going to give you the start you need.
Huh?
And then you're not going to put it outside till it's about those same temperatures or getting close to those same temperatures. That could be part of it. And then depending upon the variety you get, there are some that will bloom all the way into August and September. There's a lot to it, but I think starting that way is going to be more success for you going forward. Alrighty?
Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, have a great one. We'll be back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.